Huge falls of snow have caused chaos across Eastern Europe. More than a meter of snow fell on the Bosnian capital Sarajevo today, trapping people in their homes and vehicles. In the Ukraine, Poland, and Belarus, the bad weather has also led to a number of deaths. Meanwhile, here in Rome, people were out and about today, enjoying the rare sight of snow in the capital, despite the chill in the air. Lydia O'Kane reports from St. Peter's Square.
Rome under a blanket of white snow is something Italy's capital hasn't experienced since 1986. But despite the freezing temperatures, that didn't stop Roman residents and tourists alike on Saturday from getting out and about in the city. People wrapped up against the chill crunched their way up from the street leading to St. Peter's Basilica, negotiating at times slippery conditions and throwing the occasional snowball along the way. Once in St. Peter's Square, there was a light-hearted atmosphere with children building the first snowmen the square has seen in many a long year, while others marvelled at the dome of the basilica covered in a sheath of silvery white.
It makes everything look very beautiful, and I'm very excited to be here.
What's it like being in St. Peter's Square with the snow?
It's actually really beautiful.
I've been here only for a few months. I'm a seminarian for the Archdiocese of Johannesburg.
Fantastic.
I've been here since August, and it's quite incredible.
We thought it might be cold, but we didn't think we'd have any snowfall at all.
So you probably didn't bring boots and scarves and hats, did you?
No.
You didn't?
No. We had to go and buy some, and he hasn't bought any yet.
What about yourself?
No, absolutely not. I'm very surprised at the level of snow here. I mean, it's kind of crazy, really, when you think of coming to Rome and southern Europe. You wouldn't see this level of snow.
Although people have been enjoying this rarity in Rome, this weather has had its drawbacks. Drivers have faced long hours in traffic, and Italian carrier Alitalia cancelled a number of departures and landings on Saturday morning. There is also concern for those without a roof, who make their home on the streets of the capital. From a snow-covered St. Peter's Square, I'm Lydia O'Kane.